Good morning, everyone. Today's Daf Nazir is Nun Gimel. Bank Lubin Foundation with sponsorship of the Daf. Daf is Lanazich and Nishma Sleepy Gabriel of Ashmua. We're starting today at the very top of Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are discussing Shedra Begulgolos. The Mishnah goes back to Memtes Amud Beis, and the Mishnah gives a listing of those things where, if the Nazir were to come into contact with, so the Nazir would have to reboot his Naziris. Essentially, this is a question of Tumas Mace via Ohel. A person comes into contact with a mace, and there's enough of human remains where it gives off Tumas Mace, but specifically Tumas Mace through Ohel. So the Nazir now has to go and reboot his Naziris, and the Mishnah gave a whole listing of those things which are Metame Be'Ohel. The Gemara in the last three, now it's going to be the fourth Daf, since we learned the Mishnah, has been discussing all the various parts of the human body which is going to give off Tumas Ohel. So if you remember the Mishnah, I'm back on Mem Tesamad Beis, and we're just going to quickly run through the listing of the Mishnah. Leilu Tumas HaNazi Megaleach. So these are the things where the Nazir has to be Megaleach, meaning he has to shave his head, meaning he's got to restart his Nazirus. And the Mishnah says, Al Meis V'Akazayis Min HaMeis, human remains, even a Kazayis of human remains, that's talking about the flesh, the muscle, the Akazayis Neitzel. Then the Mishnah described some sort of gel, where the body after decomposes turns into a gel. The amalotar vidrekev, that's the decomposed and dehydrated remains of the body, the dust of a human body. The Gemara spent an entire daf discussing that. And al shedra v'gulgolos. And now we're discussing the next case of the Mishnah, shedra v'gulgolos. Meaning that if I have bones, now remember, we're talking about tumas ohel. We're not just talking about magamasa. If it's a question of magamasa, even the chip of a bone is going to be metame. As long as you have etzem kisaora, a bone, a chip of a bone that is just the size of a pearl of barley, so that is going to be metame. But we're not discussing right now etzem kisaora, we're discussing tumas ohel. Tumas ohel, you need more than just an etzem kisaora, you need more bones. How many more bones do you need? So the Mishnah says, al shedra v'gulgolos. You need the skull and the vertebrae in order to give off tumas ohel. The question the Gemara has been grappling with since yesterday and can continue with right now, is when the Mishnah says shedra v'gulgolos, is the Mishnah here discussing shedra or gulgolos, or is it shedra and gulgolos? As you pointed out, our Mishnah seems to take a pretty clear position, because our Mishnah says al shedra v'al ha-gulgolos. Certainly sounds like from our Mishnah is dividing the two, but as we pointed out, if you look at the Mishnah Noelos in the second parak, the first Mishnah, it says shedra v'gulgolos. So really, the question that Gemara is asking could really reflect the two ways that Mishnah say it. The Mishnah over here in Nazir versus the Mishnah in Olos. Either way, that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara tried to resolve the question, and we're in the middle of the Gemara's attempt to resolve the question. The Gemara brought a Braisa on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and the Braisa seems to take a very strong position on whether Shedra v'Gulgolos should be counted as one or should be counted as two. Because we know that Rabbi Akiva in the world of Tumah Tahara had numerous machloksim, but six of them, Rabbi Akiva takes a position and then ends up retracting on that position. And the Braisa on the bottom, I should say rather the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the last thing we did yesterday, listed six areas in Halacha where Rabbi Akiva argued with the Chachamim, but then Rabbi Akiva ended up retracting his position. The sixth item that was mentioned in that Mishnah was Shedra v'Gulgolos. You can take a look at the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. I'm not going to go through the whole Braisa again. You know what? No, I am going to go through the whole Braisa again because because the answers are going to require us to remember the cases. So Umahin Shishadvarim. So I'm going to just start from Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and I'm going to start rereading this Mishnah and Olos again. What are these six things? Where Rabbi Akiva matame v'chachamim matarim. Where Rabbi Akiva's position, original position, was tame. The chachamim say tahor, so they are. Al evrim in amesha ba mishnei mesim. The limb of a body coming off of a dead body, where the limb is really a composite of two different people. Okay, so somebody took two parts of two human remains and basically made one limb out of it. So v'alever min ha'chai sheba mishnei b'nei adam. Same thing, but these limbs are coming not from somebody who was dead, but rather from two different people who were alive, but their limbs were amputated. And again, and a full limb was formed as a composite of these two. Al-chati kavatzamos. By the way, you got to keep count. So that's case number one. That's case number two we just went through. Al chatzi kavatzamos shaba mishnei mesim. Let's say you have chatzi kavatzamos, a half of a kav. Kav is a dry measurement. A half of a kav of bones coming from two different people. That is the third case. Al revi is dam haba mishnayim. A quarter log of blood coming from two different from the remains of two different people. And case number five, al etzim kesorshin echal kishnayim. You have a bone chip. Obviously, this case is not talking about tumas ohel. This fifth case over here is talking about mago masa. You have a bone chip, but the bone chip was divided into two. So it's two halves of a bone chip, meaning the bone chip in of itself was a seora, was a volume of a barley. And it was divided into two. And then finally, the sixth case over here, Sheshev al Gogolos. Sheshev al Gogolos is the sixth case. In all six of these cases, Rabbi Akiva's position was Tameh, the Chachamim's position was Tahor, and then Rabbi Akiva ended up retracting. But what did you just see? What we just saw together is that the sixth case is Sheshev al Gogolos. And now the Gemara formulates the question. This is what we got up to yesterday. We're on the top of Menbeis Amud Beis. Isa Gadach al Sheshev al Gogolos Ahani Shiva Avyan. So good. So the question is very straightforward. If Sheshev al Gogolos is really counted as two different cases, so then that's not six cases. It now becomes a case of six and seven. Should be seven cases in total. That's the Gemara's question. Ki kitani. So now the Gemara says the Gemara is going to give answers. Meaning what we're going to do is we're going to defend the position that Sheshev al Gogolos is really one case. Meaning in order to give off tumas ohel, you need both the skull and the entire spinal column. In order to give off tumas ohel. And that's really what the Braisa means. We're going to go the other way. We're going to say that the Braisa, the Gemara is not going to come to a definitive position at the end of the discussion. But the Braisa is going to go the other way. The Gemara now is going to say that the Braisa really means Shedra Ogogolas. And how then do we get to the number six? So that's basically what we're going to do now for the next 10 minutes of Gemara. We're basically going to do a little bit of accounting in the Braisa. How can the Braisa be six and Shedra Ogogolas be two different cases? Number one says the Gemara. We're now, and the Gemara right after the parentheses are the simanim to help us remember the four different answers that are given. Yachishu gilech ve'echad. The sentence that's in of itself doesn't make sense. It's just there to help us remember. Here are the four ways that we're going to answer the question. Number one, kol hech depli galah rabim lafu keitzim kesaru diyachru depal galah. Number one, Sheshev al Gogolos is really two different cases. Now that brings us to seven, and we don't want seven. We want the number six. What we're going to do is we're going to remove the case of the bone chip being divided into two. Whereas Rabbi Akiva in that case didn't argue against the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva argued against only one other Tana. And the number six is only counting the number of times that Rabbi Akiva disagreed with the Chachamim, not with one individual. Now, how do we know that he disagreed with one individual on that issue? The Tanya, the Gemara says, okay, I have a Braisa. It's also a Mishnah Olos as well. The Braisa, Etzem Kisor Shenech Lech Lishnayim. If I have a bone chip that's divided into two, Rabbi Akiva Matamid Rav Yochanan Menori Matar. So Rabbi Akiva says it's Tamei and Rav Yochanan Menori says it's Tahor. Good. What did we just learn? That really nothing new other than Rabbi Akiva is arguing with a single other Tana, Rav Yochanan Menori. And that now allows us to go back to the list and say, you know, Sheshev al Gogolos really counts as two separate cases. The Braisa then would have seven, not six. No, six times the Rabbi Akiva argues on the Chachamim, not an individual. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Ibai Zemeki Ketani Evrim and Ames. Evrim and Achai Lo Ketani. Answer number two is as follows. You know, when we went for the first two cases of the Braisa on the bottom of the previous Amud, so we had Evrim and Achai and Evrim and Ames. And we thought that should be counted as one and two. But the Gemara says it's really not. That is 1A and 1B. Meaning, what is that? That's basically, I have a limb. We know that a limb gives off tumas ohel. And now let's discuss, what if it's a limb, but really composite from two different people? Either they're coming off of two different dead people, or they're coming from two different live people. But it's not 1 and 2, it's really 1A and 1B. Now that that's 1A and 1B, now the rest of the count works out perfectly. Getting to now the last two cases of the Braisa, Sheshev al Gogolos, and that would be case number 5 and case number 6. That's the second answer. Ibai Zema, the Gemara is going to give a third answer. Kikatani kol hecha danazim megalech al ahilo. When we counted 6, we meant 6 times where Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Chachamim, where if the Nazir were to be, were to receive Tumas Ohel, then Rabbi Kiva's metam in the chacham and metar. Rabbi Kiva requires the nazir to be megaleach shave, meaning restart the nazirus, and the chachamim say no. Of those cases that are mentioned in the Braisa, one of them doesn't belong. Meaning one of them shouldn't belong in the count and doesn't belong in the count. And that would be the case of Etzem Kisaora. Etzem Kisaora only conveys Toma through Maga, through Masa, not through Ohal. So that is taken away from the count. Don't take it out of the Braisa, but take it out of the count. Now that that's taken out of the count, so now Shejev Agugolos will be 5 and 6. Good. La fuke etzem kisor de lo. E by Sam, and now we have a fourth answer. Ki ketani kol hecha da hadar bay. La fuke revias dam de lo hadar bay. Again, another counting answer, and that is Shejev Agogolos is really two different cases. It's 5 and 6. Well, then, how can you, if Shejev Agogolos are 5 and 6, how can you have 5 different cases beforehand? Right? That doesn't work out. So the Gemara says, what we're going to do is revias dam. Revias dam, if I have a quarter log of blood that is collected from 2 different human bodies, so that will give off Tumas Ohel. And that's something that Rabbi Akiva, that was Rabbi Akiva's position that he never retracted from. And that's why that shouldn't be counted as one of the 6. The 6 cases that we're counting are positions that Rabbi Akiva took where he originally held that it was Tameh, and then ended up capitulating and retracting and yielding to the position of the Chachamim. Because by the case of Dam, he never retracted, that's not counted as one of the 6. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Because Rebbe instructed Bar Kapara when learning over this Mishnah, don't include Revias Dam as one of the cases that Rebbe Akiva was Choser because he was not Choser. Because Rebbe Akiva taught it over the course of his life. And furthermore, meaning this position, Rebbe Akiva, is really the simple pshat in the psukim. The Torah says, "Akol nefashos meis lo yavo." We went over this drasha already a couple times so far in this parak. Akol nefashos meis. Nefashos obviously is in the plural. Lo yavo. A person can't come into contact with the remains of nefashos. And what is nefesh? Hadam hu a nefesh. Blood is a nefesh. So that means that if I have a revias dam that is collected from 2 different mesim, that's going to give off tamas ohel. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, and just one other point the Gemara is going to make to support this idea that Rabbi Akiva never rejected from that position. Because he says, Ayamav, all of his days, Ayumitame. Rabbi Akiva will be mitame his whole life. Meaning in the case of revias dam. Imishemes chazabo and yodea. And Rabbi Shimon says, you know, and if he died and he retracted, you know, I never heard of it. I never heard him retract.
So how come he didn't accept the Chachamim's position?
Huh?
How come he didn't accept the Chachamim's position? Throughout his life, if he kept the same thing, he should have changed when the Chachamim decided against him.
Right. So, on the other positions, he ended up retracting. I mean, I don't know. That's the short answer. And I mean, but that question could be asked so often throughout the Gemara. Meaning, Yachid v'Rabim. How come the Yachid doesn't end up yielding to the Rabim?
Right, so,
on this one, the Gemara says he felt like he was perfectly in the right. Now, on that last comment by Rabbi,
did he act on it? He didn't act on it.
No, he did. He was metame. In other words, any time the question came up of Revi Yisdam, so he said Tummy.
He acted against the Chachamim.
Right.
I mean, that's a
understood. Understood. I don't know.
But you can use the same argument for all the other.
Correct. Okay. On this last point that was made in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon said something about Rabbi Kiva. Now, at first glance, I didn't catch it. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon said, you know, Rabbi Kiva's whole life, he was metame. You had a revias dam. It was taken from 2 different bodies. It's tame. And on that point, Rabbi Shimon, although he was making a point, he did not speak super respectfully about Rabbi Akiva. And he felt bad about the way he said it. And now, this could be a tone issue. It's not clear to me exactly where the insolence is most clear. I'll read it again. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Yamav. Maybe he was just being a little flippant about, you know, about his death. But Ad Yamav, Ayyamatame, Imishame, Ischazar Bo in Yodea. And if he was Chozer, I don't know. All right. In other words, maybe it's a tone issue, but maybe it was just was not an appropriate way to speak about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva's position. Tanu Hushku Shinav Mimnei Tani Yosav. He felt terrible. Rabbi Shimon felt terrible about the way he was disrespectful to Rabbi Akiva. He fasted many days. Hushku Shinav literally means his teeth got black. It's an expression the Gemara uses often to describe that when you go through so many fasts and you don't eat, your teeth get blackened. In other words, he did that as a means of kapara because he spoke so disrespectfully about Rabbi Akiva. Tashma Detanya. Okay, that ends the four answers, and now we're moving on, but really we're moving on, but we're really addressing the same question again. The question the Gemara is trying to resolve is when the Mishnah in Nazir, and really also by extension the Mishnah in Olos as well, when it says Shedja V'Gogolos, does it mean and or does it mean or? The skull and the spinal cord is going to give off tumah, and it's going to give off tumah's ohel. The question is very simple. Do I need both of them, the skull and the vertebrae, or is one of the two going to be sufficient in order to give off tumah's ohel? And again, we're going to try to resolve this question. We are right in the middle of Ninbezim and Beis. Tashma the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Detanya Beishamai Omim Rava Tzamos Minat Samim. Omishnai Omishlosha. Beishamai says a quarter kav of bones from bones, or two or three. Stay tuned. We're going to explain Beit Shammai in just a moment. Beis Hillel Omer Rava Min Hagviah. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that it is a quarter from the human body. Meirova Binyan or Meirova Minyan. Either from Rov Binyan or from Rov Minyan. Now, most of the time, Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlokas. So you know what it is? It's a machlokas. Meaning, it's two different positions and they're arguing. And obviously, we would like there to be less machlokas. In other words, right? The Rambam writes that up until the point of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there wasn't that much machlokas. In fact, the Gemara Chagiga, there wasn't a lot of machlokas. But the students of Beis Shammai and the students of Beis Hillel, so that really started the proliferation of machlokas. So over here, what it sounds like is we have a very simple machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai takes a more stringent position. Two or three bones, says Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says, no, you need either Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan, and we'll define what those are in just a moment. I'm a Rabbi Yeshua, but to which Rabbi Yeshua says, Yecholani la'asos divrei Beis Shammai v'divrei Beis Hillel ke'echad. I don't think, says Rabbi Yeshua, there's a machlokas over here. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are saying really the same thing, just saying it in different ways, and I'm going to align the two positions. She Beis Shammai omer mishnah mishlosha, o mishnei shukaim v'yerech echad, o mishnei yarkaim v'shok echad, hol v'rov gov oshel adam migova. Okay, number one. Again, we're talking about the amount of bone necessary to give off tumas ohel. Again, not maga, not masa. Maga and masa come out even just from a chip of a bone, just from a etzem kisaora. We're talking about tumas ohel. So number one, if I have the amount of bones that represent the majority of a height of a human being, so then that will give off tumas ohel. And that's what Beis Shammai meant when he said two or three bones. He meant, not any two or three bones, he meant, if you have the bones that make up the majority of the height of a human, so then you're going to be, those bones are going to give off tumas ohel. And that's exactly what Beis Hillel meant as well. Beis Hillel, when he said rov binyan, the majority of the building meaning the height of a human being. And if you have enough bones that represent the majority of its height, so then it's going to give off tumas ohel. So you take the hip, the femur. You take the shin. What's it called? It's tibia. You take the femur, you take the tibia, you put the two together. Now this part's a little bit tricky. It's yerech echad ushnei yerachayim. In other words, it's either one femur and two tibia. Shnei shokaim v'yerech echad. Yeah. The two femur and one tibia, or shnei yerachayim v'shok echad, or two femur and one tibia, or other way around, yeah. Two tibia and one femur. Okay. Now, why does it have to be? In other words, if we're just looking for the majority of the height, so why can't one femur and one tibia be enough? I'm not sure. In other words, yeah, I'm saying, but if it's just the majority of the height, so there really should be one femur, one tibia, and that represents the height. Why you need two of one of them? I'm not sure.
Could be higher than, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, Tosu says, so how does this represent Beit Shammai's position of two or three? So Tosu says because femur, obviously a very thick bone, very dense bone, and so when you have one of them and the two tibia, the tibia are really thin bones, so it looks like two. Tosu says that's what Beit Shammai said meant when he said two, as opposed to the case where you have two femur and one tibia. Well, the two femur obviously are clearly visible and distinct, and the tibia itself obviously another bone, so that would be three. But the point being is that that's what Beit Shammai meant when he said two or three bones. It's not any two or three bones. It means those bones that represent the majority of the height. Howel v'rov govo shal adami govo. Ubeit Hillel omer min hagvia o meirov binyan o meirov minyan. And Beis Hillel was not arguing Beit Shammai. He was just adding a point. And what point was he adding? Rov binyan is one way to get to tumas ohel through bones. If I have a couple of femur and a tibia, or a couple of tibia and one femur, so you're right, that's going to give off tumas ohel because that represents rov binyan. There's another way to get to tumas ohel by bones, and that's rov minyan. Again, the assumption the Mishnah Noelos makes is that the human body has 248 bones. The majority of that would be 125. And over here, the Gemara just gives a simple example. Just take the hands and feet alone. The Mishnah Noelos says, again, I'm not teaching biology right now, although it obviously is biology. But the Mishnah Noelos tells us that each foot has 30 bones. Is a composite of 30 bones. So you take the four of them together, so 30 times 4, you're already at 120. So you're already at 120, so you're 5 bones away from getting to the majority of human being. So there's just an easy example where I can get to the majority of bones, and just the hands and feet alone are going to get to the almost to the majority of the bones. That's 120. Another 5 is going to get you the majority of the bones. So rov minyan. As long as I have the majority of the bones of the human being, so that's also going to give off to us ohel as well. Shammai Omer, now by the way, we're certainly, there's a good chance we're going to get lost in the forest because of all these trees, or in this case, all these bones. But all we're doing right now is, I mean, the goal is to try to assess whether or not, when it comes to the Shedra Vigogolas, is it Shedra Vigogolas or is it Shedra Ogogolas? That's really the only question that we're interested right now in the Gemara. Shammai Omer, and that comes up now from this next part of the Mishnah. Afilu etzem min ha-Shedra o min ha-Gogolas. If you take just but one bone, either from the vertebrae, so in other words, just one vertebrae, just one of the column, or one of the bones of the skull, that's all you need according to Shammai in order to give off tumas ohel. So what do you see from the position of Shammai? Either you don't even, according to Shammai, you don't even need the entire vertebrae column. Just one vertebrae by itself is going to give off tumas ohel. So the Gemara says, but before we get to the next point of the Gemara, sounds pretty clear from Shammai, it's either or, and of course it's more than either or. So the Gemara says, Shani Shammai de Machmir. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? You're right. Shammai's position clearly is either or. And again, it's more than either or. Because according to Shammai, you don't even need the entire vertebrae. But to which the Gemara says, okay, but he's Machmir. We don't hold like Shammai. But the Gemara says, we don't hold like Shammai, but at least Shammai is a starting point for the discussion. Liv Shammai ne time in the Beis Shammai de Machmir. Ha Rabbanan Adika Shedra Vigogolas. So the Gemara says, okay, but if he's Machmir, we don't take his position, so then obviously we're going to take a more lenient position. Leniency over here means you're not going to get to Tumas Ohel until you have Shedra Vigogolas. You need the skull and the entire column. So Adkan, look, the Gemara says again, even as Shammai being our starting point for the discussion, you don't know what the Chachamim hold. Adkan lo pligi Rabban Allah de Shammai la betzem echad dasim min hashedra min hagogolos. Ava hechad yisa b'inei afilu chad min hon. So the Gemara says, look, here's a story. The story is, Shammai's machmer. You don't need the entire spinal column. Just one of the vertebrae is enough. could be that the Chachamim just simply say, no, not one vertebrae. You need all vertebrae of the spinal column. But you don't need the vertebrae and the skull. Just, in other words, you need the entire vertebrae. So again, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. In order to get to Tumas Olal, is it Shedra Vilgogolus or is it Shedra Ogogolus? So at this point in time, the Gemara does not resolve. And we're not really finished with the discussion, but the Gemara is not going to resolve. Meaning this is one of those questions, Ibai de lo yifshit. The Gemara asks the question, the Gemara leaves the question unresolved, and the fact of the matter is that we don't know. We don't know from the Gemara standpoint whether it's Shezhar Vigogol, Shezhar Ogogolus. If you take a look at the Rambam, which I peeked, so the Rambam, when he presents the Halacha, kind of writes it with the same ambiguity as the Mishnah. And from the Rambam itself, he's not clear whether it's Shedra Vigogolus or Shedra Ogogolus. And the Mefarshim and the Rambam spend some time pointing out that the Rambam kind of codifies the Halacha without really taking a position in terms of whether it's either or.
So why use the Vav?
Right. I understand. That's what leads to the ambiguity. It'd be better, obviously, if we weren't ambiguous than if we knew, but it's, you know, I don't know. That far, I don't know. I research, but I didn't, you know. My research only got me so far. So I should know. That's the truth. Okay. We're going to continue the Gemara. Next bit of Gemara, we're towards the bottom of Nunbez and Nunbez. This next piece of Gemara is going to be difficult. I don't know how else to say it. It's the question, the answer, the girsa. It's just a difficult bit of Gemara, but let's just before we try make an attempt of understanding the next bit of Gemara. So again, just a reminder: the Mishnah mentioned that there are certain human remains that are going to give off to Mas'ohel, and we're right now focusing on the bones. So we went over the case of the Mishnah of Shezhar Vigogolus, and then the Mishnah said Al Eiver Min Ameis Val Eiver Min Achai, a limb. And then the Mishnah says, Achatzi Kav Atzamos. For the Nazir, for him to become Tameh through Tumas Ohel, you need Chatzi Kav Atzamos. Meaning, you have a box of bones. If the box is a half of a Kav, and the box is filled with bones. Now, by the way, just, I also have problems picturing exactly how this box is going to look like, because obviously the bones, when they go into the box, are not going to fit neatly into the box, and there's going to be a lot of airspace. And I do understand, I'm just acknowledging, I understand that it's going to be hard to measure a dry measurement of bones when the bones, obviously, I mean, you can grind them up and pulverize them, but I don't think that's what the Mishnah means. I think the Mishnah just simply means you have a box of bones. The box is a chatzi kav. But admittedly, however, we're looking for an objective measurement, and I'm acknowledging that it's hard to just visualize how this objective measurement is going to look. Fine. But meanwhile, and we made this point before, but it's always important to reiterate, the Mishnah here in Nazir deviates from the Mishnah Olo. So the Mishnah Olo says that for a person to become Tameh through Tumas Ohel, you only need Rova Kav Atzamos, a quarter of a Kav of Atzamos. So this is one of the areas in Halacha where the Nazir is going to deviate from your standard Tumas Ohel. Standard Tumas Ohel for a box of bones is Rova HaKav, but for the Nazir it's Chatzi Kav, which means it's weird. I still don't know what I'm saying, but I know I'm right. It means that if the Nazir comes across Rova HaKav, he's Tameh, but he doesn't have to restart his Naziris. Now again, I know I'm right. I'm not perfectly aware of what I'm saying. The Mishnah here says for the Nazir Chatzikav, the Mishnah also says Rova HaKav. Okay, so the Nazir is not going to have to jumpstart his Naziris. Okay. I need to understand that point a little bit better, but that's the discrepancy between the Mishnah Nazir and the Mishnah in Olos. By Rami Bar Chama, that just as a brief introduction, the Gemara starts off now the following. Rava Tzamos Min Shezhar Vigogolus Mai. Okay, let's imagine that you have Rava Tzamos of Shezhar Vigogolus. Okay, we are describing a box of bones. Now, in this visual that we're creating of box of bones, so basically, meaning random bones of the human body, right? The hands, the feet, you know, some of the extremities, maybe some of the ribs. In other words, but it's a box of bones. But let's imagine for a moment that it's not just any bones, but rather it's actually made up of Shedra Vigogolas, significant bones of the human body. So Rova tzamos meshej v'gogolos mai. Ki kitani chatzi kavat tzamos hechadika mishari varav. When our Mishnah Nazir is describing a chatzi kav, which is the obviously twice as much as a rova kav, so is it talking about an assortment of quote unquote other bones, not as significant defining bones? But if we're going from Shejav Gogolas, which are obviously more significant bones, is it even a Rovat Samos of bones? Or the Gemara says, maybe it is in fact no different. Okay. We could spend a lot of time discussing the Gemara's question over here. I'll say it briefly. The Rush explains that this Gemara's question over here is intrinsically linked to the previous discussion of the Gemara, meaning, and I don't want to. I'm debating right now in my head whether we should belabor the point. We shouldn't belabor the point. It's obviously very worthwhile, but we're behind. At the expense of just getting through the Gemara without spending the rest of today's daf discussing it, the Rush points out that this question of the Gemara over here is linked to the previous discussion, meaning with the Gemara was discussing for the last day, Shedra Vilgogol, Shedra Ogogolos, and this question of the significance and whether or not it makes up not a half of a kav, but even a quarter of a kav, is actually linked with the previous discussion. I know I said that very briefly and I didn't explain it very well, but in the meantime, however, just there's much more to do on this piece of Gemara. Let's get through the answer. So Amarava Tashma Shejav Gogolos. So Rava says, look, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shejav Gogolos. Isa Gadach Rovat Samos Dasim and Shejav Gogolos Chamir Lisnei A Rovat Samos Habam in a Shedra. Why doesn't the Mishnah make the comment and say Rovat Samos that comes that generates either from Shejav or Gogolos? So Vaha Rava top of Nugim Ahmed Aleph, Vaha Rava Hudamar Lonitzricha El Shajva Gogolos, Shein Baham Rava at Samos. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rava says, you know, maybe the point the Mishnah is making is that there is a scenario where you can have Shajva Gogolos, meaning, even though these obviously represent larger bones of the human body, it's possible that they can come from such small human beings, otherwise known as babies, infants. It's possible that you can have shejav gogolos, and meanwhile, ein behem rovat samos. It doesn't even get to the point of rovat samos. So the Gemara then makes a cryptic comment of basta deshame from Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, yeah, it's after he heard it from Rabbi Akiva. That cryptic comment is really unclear. The Gemara doesn't clarify what did he hear from Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos has a lengthy discussion in terms of how to understand that comment of the Gemara. Okay. Very, very difficult Gemaras to read, admittedly. Tashma. The Gemara says, let's see. Again, the question is that our Mishnah says chatzikav, is that from an assortment of bones of the human body? But if we have Shejav Gogolos, there's more significant bones, and therefore they would be Rova HaKav. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Tashma, third line down, and then Gimel Amud Aleph, Shamei Omer, Etzem Echem, and a Shejav, Omer HaGogolos. Shamei is of the opinion, Etzem Echad. You don't even need the entire skull. You don't even need the entire spinal column. Just one bone of the skull, one bone of the column, one vertebrae, and that's enough. So Shani Shama Damachmir. So the Tfei. So the Gemara says again the comment that we've heard earlier this morning, and that is he's Machmir. So Liv Shamina. So the Gemara says, okay, I know he's Machmir, but again, isn't he the starting point for the discussion? Time is Shama Damachmir Hal Rabbanadi Kechasi Kavat Samos. Okay, good, he's Machmir, and the Chachamim are Mekel. And can't we now speculate that according to the Chachamim, if I have a box of bones, even if it's bones of the vertebrae, even if it's bones of the skull, they're not going to be tummy until I get to chatzi kav, a half of a kav. So Dilma Adkan lo pligi Rabban Allah Deshama Ela Betzem Echad Aval Berov Atzama Safilu Rabban Amoda. So the Gemara says, no, look, we know the Chachamim not as Machmer Shammai. That part we know. But what we don't know is, well, how much more makel is he than Shammai? Shammai says just one vertebrae by itself. And the Chachamim would say, no, you need more than one vertebrae. How much more? We can only guess. Could be a chatzi kav. Could be no. Could be only a rova hakav. We don't know how much more machmir the Chachamim are over Shammai. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. Now to our discussion of the Mishnah here in Nazir and the Mishnah in Olos. Once again, the Mishnah Nazir says for Nazir to become Tameh and to have to do Giluach and restart his Nazirus, you need Chatzi Kav, you need a half of a Kav of bones. The Mishnah Olos says for anyone to become Tameh, you only need Rova HaKav. This issue actually is a really old machlokas. I say old, I mean the Tanaim were arguing it for a long time. The Gemara articulates. I'm Rabbi Eliezer Zekinim and Rishonim. The original elders. Now, unclear to me. Sounds like from the Gemara we're told we're going all the way back to Anshe Knesset HaGedola, which is the beginning of Bayit Sheni. That's what, right, we have the words Zekinim in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos as part of the Mesorah. Could be that that's who we're referring to. Some take the position that chatzi kav is a standard measurement of bones for everybody. Everybody meaning for nazir and non-nazir alike. But rovat samos and revias dam is not for everyone. Some take the position that no, that a quarter kav of bones is a standard measurement of tuma for everybody, both nazir and non-nazir alike. Based in Shalacharim, Amru. Now, so basically you have your two extreme positions. Either chatzi kav is a standard measurement for everyone, for tuma zawal. The other position is rova hakav. And then there's somewhat of a middle position. Based in Shalachim Amru, Chatzi Kavatzamos and Chatzi Logam Lakol, Chatzi Kavatzamos and Chatzi Dam, and Chatzi Logam is for, quote unquote, everybody. Ravatzamos, Revias Dam, Lachuma Vekadashim, a quarter kav of bones, a quarter revias of blood is for Chuma and for Kodesh, Avalola Nazir Vose Pesach, but not for Nazir, not for Ose Pesach. So the Gemara says Mechti, and the Gemara says now, this middle position. Ein harchra shlishis machras. That is not really a middle position. And Tosu says, and I'll tell you why it's not a middle position. Because a middle position would be where the first two positions actually mention Shruma, Kachim, Nazir, Osei Pesach. The first positions never mention that. So over here, you're not taking a middle position if the extreme positions aren't even discussing what you're discussing. Obviously, it is a form of compromise, but it's not a middle position. So I'm Rav Yaakov Ba'idi. So Enachras Shlishi Machras. So this is not really a middle position. So why is this the adopted position? I'm Rav Yaakov Ba'idi Mipishmo. I'm Rav Mipichag Zecharya Malachi. So the Gemara says because even though it's not a shita hachra, it's not a quote unquote a middle position, but this position was set over by the Nevi'im Chag Zecharya Malachi, which by the way supports my thesis I said a little bit earlier that we're talking about the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, because the Nevi'im were the last Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael, and they were part of Anshe Knesset HaGedola in the beginning of Bayit Sheni. So they said it. Now, just a touchy issue, a little bit of a touchy issue, meaning they said it, and they're Nevi'im. So are we agreeing with them because they're Nevi'im? Generally speaking, Nevuah doesn't establish halacha. Nevuah is obviously communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the dissemination of that communication, but it's generally Musar. It's not it's not halacha, lo b'shamayim hi. So, okay. That's something to take into consideration when considering the Gemara. Okay, al elu hanazir megalech, al elu deresh lamute etzim kesora. So on these things, the nazir is going to be megalech. Okay, the Gemara is right now fixated on the fact that the Mishnah says al elu, and the Mishnah says it actually a couple of times. The if you look at the beginning of the Mishnah again, everything goes back to Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Alelo Tumas Anazir Megaleach, on these things in Nazir's Megaleach, the Mishnah then gives a listing. Oh, good. And then the Mishnah, after giving the listing, then the Mishnah says, Al Elu HaNevzer Megalech. So the Gemara is just going to spend a couple of minutes fixated on why does the Mishnah say Al Elu? Clearly a definitive statement, an exclusionary statement. So the Gemara goes on to explain. Al Elu Deresh Lamut Etzem Kesora. The Elu of the Resha is coming to exclude Etzem Kesora. Meaning Etzem Kesora that only gives off Tumas Maga and Masa, not Tumas Ohel. So if a Nazir walks into a roofed area where there is etzem kesara, it's not going to be megaleach because he didn't come into contact with tuma. Amago v'amaso in v'alololo v'al elu d'seifel amuta evan aschuches. It is a bone. I'm sorry, it's a bone. I saw what happened in my head. It's a stone, and it's a stone which basically we would call almost like a tombstone. So. I'm not sure if that description is perfectly accurate. Take a look towards the bottom, the Tosfos. So, Evan Eschuchis, the last two lines of Tosfos, Evan Amesach al Arts, Vishne Avanim Ogimo Yotzim and Ageder, Vetumatachas Achas Mehem. Basically, it's, again, a headstone, but I'm not sure if that's a perfectly good description. Okay, and Tosfos goes on to express some of his own issues with the Gemara, but, okay, these things are not going to cause the Nazir to be Megalech. Chatzi Kavat Samos, let's just finish up today with the following. Chatzi kavasa samos in robot samos lo hechidami ilam adis bonat samos kisaora typically mishametzim kisaora. So the Gemara says, I have a box of bones. Now, if the Nazir touches this box of bones, he for sure is touching bone chips. And as we already established, a bone chip where the chip is the size of a saora is going to give off tumas maga masa. So now the Gemara is just bothered by a really simple question: if I have a box of bones, it's going to have a bone chip in it, right? So, so if it's a bone chip the size of etzem kesara, so it's going to give off tumas maga masa. So the Gemara's answer is that the bones are ground up, they're pulverized. So now there is no chip the size of a saora, and as long as I have a box full of it, the size of a chatikav, so then the nazir is in fact going to be tameh, even though there is no bone chip inside of it the size of a saora. Stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up. We talk limbs tomorrow. Okay. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we move on to the next Mishnah, but more discussion about a nazir becoming tameh.